AFCM Mobile.
AFW Mobile, good morning.
Or NAP, good morning.
How y'all doing on this hump day?
4GIV, good morning.
What are you doing?
Wait since I saw that UFO last night.
I'm supposed to get a picture.
Good. Lot, I saw it. It looked like a light in a cloud. The cloud was moving with the light, and all of a sudden it kind of stopped. It had a round cloud around it, nothing in the center but a light.
Well, I wish I'd have got to see it if I would have been busy at Boy Scout.
If anybody else saw it last night.
And Ed, did y'all see it?
I didn't see it. My oldest son and his wife saw it.
I tried to went outside and look and see now, but I probably would have missed it anyway.
Started watching. Take a dog out, and I looked up, and there it was. Well, Mommy was already taking her up. She would probably have got up anyway.
Hey, you must have moved or something, because you were hitting the repeater good, and then you kind of started losing it.
I wish I'd seen it start with, but I would have woke you, but she was already in bed, and I didn't want to do that. Probably wouldn't have got up anyway.
Yeah, I guess start keeping an eye on it. Maybe we can see one day. I don't know how often they launch satellites, but it'd be worth keeping track of.
Well, I read it was, I don't know if it was over North Carolina or launched from somewhere on the North Carolina coast or something like that. But I had it on the internet this morning on one of the news channels. So I guess I didn't go crazy. But I'm going to be on the side and I'm going to be 73 to all y'all.
73 KO4CF. Love you.
Doing well this morning. I'm headed up this here interstate northbound to work.
I'm here. I'm on 26, slowly working my way to 85 so I can see what southbound looks like, but I don't see anything on the map, so hopefully it'll be all right.
You got to come down, but southbound 85 towards the state line looks okay.
Not that far. I've only got to go from 26 to the BMW exit.
Gotcha. I know where you're at.
This morning, I guess he slept in. Ken and Ed, we're on here hanging out.
KH monitoring.
KH, KO4, CEM, good morning.
Hey, CEM, is that what it was? Oh, good morning there.
Simon, this is KQ4, ZLE, good morning, sir.
W4, MKH, it's Marshall. Over here, east of Columbus, office 74.
This is Anthony, KQ4ZLE. I'm northbound I-85, about 19, northbound.
You guys heading to work out there. I listen to y'all, but, man, I drive a desk chair for a living right now, being retired. I can get up and stay in a warm house instead of getting out in the cold.
I used to drive ambulances, fire trucks, paramedic, firefighter for almost 25 years. I'm retired from that, now working in a trauma center / behavioral area in the emergency department.
Four, I've heard you on here. Your guy that comes in from Georgia a couple times a week over there, right?
Cartwell, right here at the state line, about 3 days a week. I have to travel to Greenville to work.
Started in 2018 and swore I'd never work again. And so far, I've been able to keep that promise to myself. Who knows what'll happen in the future?
Understand that. Yeah, I was hoping to get out of the medical field completely, but unfortunately, that didn't work. But at least I'm not on the truck anymore.
Developer for 30 years. My wife was an occupational therapist, and my oldest daughter just got her doctorate in physical therapy back in May, and so they're in the medical field, but I stay away from anything that involves needles.
And yeah, I seem like I remember now hearing you talking about that the other day. But yeah, that's one thing about the medical field. There's job security there. The craziness we got to put up with, at least, you know, job security, I guess.
Say about it. I got to find me a doctor up here. My doctor's down in Florida, just retired, and I've been using him, catch up with him when I go home three or four times a year for see the kids for a few days. And then, but he's retired, so my meds need to be moved up here, and I probably should see a doctor up here, but I don't like doing that.
I was using a doctor that I had used for about 15 years, and when I changed jobs, changed insurance, the insurance wouldn't cover him, so I had to go find another one. So I got one now through Prisma Health. She's pretty good. I like her.
There was my cardiologist, and I'd had a very minor heart attack in, 2014, and he put in two stents then. He went out and got my wife and daughter out of the waiting room afterwards and brought her back in there and showed, so they could see me, and he took them, showed them all his handiwork, what it looked like before and what it looked like. I mean, this guy, you could hardly see him because he was, like, at the hospital doing these things for, like, 10, 12 hours a day or whatever. So it's hard to get a doctor's appointment with him in the office, but he loved what he was doing, and he just kept doing it. So I guess if you're going to have a doctor, he was the one I'd like.
I mean, I've gotten to watch several cardiac caths and stent placements firsthand. We're taking a patient that's having an active heart attack, or STEMI, we call it, and we take them straight back, and they've actually let us sit there and watch them do the balloon or stent placement or whatever. It's really cool to watch.
It's just easier and better to watch than to have it done to you.
Luckily, I haven't made it to that point yet, good Lord, but, you know, hopefully, maybe I can avoid it, but you know how it is. We all, most of us seem to be end up having to go through it eventually.
I guess lifestyle choices and food choices. Yeah, it wasn't bad for me, though. They knock you out for that stuff, and if the drugs are good enough, as long as you wake up, you know, that's the main thing. And never felt it, never knew what was going on.
Good. We had a procedure on the ambulance. I was one of the first five paramedics in Anderson County that was allowed to do it, called rapid synquix induction, where we could actually give medications on an ambulance to put a tube down somebody's throat so they could breathe, like in a trauma patient or a severe respiratory patient. I'll never forget the first time I'd done that. I was like, it's a nail biter, that's for sure.
Had to worry about was crashing your computer with any software I'd done, or crashing the applications and stuff. Man, I'd hate to know that if you screwed up, somebody would be dead, possibly. But I admire what you guys do. Before that, I'd spent between the civilian life and military life, I'd spent a total of, let's see, about 11 years in law enforcement. So got a lot of respect for firemen.
You, and a big thank you for your military. I got a son in the Army right now.
Your service, that's what I did. I went Army route.
Been in too long. He's down in Fort Bliss, Texas now, waiting deployment. Still waiting on the actual date of that. But yeah, I've always got utmost respect for our veterans and our servicemen and women. People got to wake up and understand what they mean to this country. I got a lot of family that's military, all different branches.
I was watching some show with a wife that Mike Rowe was doing, you know, the guy from Dirty Jobs. He said something that got me researching it on the internet, and only 7% of Americans have ever served in the military. That's not a very big number when you look at it.
I tried to go in the Army after high school, and too many medical problems, mostly injury from horses and cattle or drag racing, stuff like that, broke bone, plates and screws. They couldn't even look at me.
79, and then finally got out in 85 total.
dad, he was in from, I want to say, 56 or 57 till 64 or something like that. I know he was in when Kennedy was assassinated. That going on. But yeah, I got a lot of family, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, all over the place. And I'm thankful for them. Thankful for everybody that serves.
It was World War II. And let's see, he was in over at Okinawa. So he was in the Pacific. His brother was in North Africa. And then nobody made it, that I know of, into Korean War. And then I got a half-brother that was in Nam and an uncle that was in Nam. And then it was me. None of my kids have followed me so far. One of them's kind of like you. He had some bad knee issues from sports and stuff, so they wouldn't take him, and the other one's not interested.
Son, that's my youngest one is serving now. I got four kids, but my oldest son, he tried to go in as well, and he's got some medical issues. They wouldn't take him. He's kind of bummed about it, but you know, I was like, son, that's just, you know, that's just the way it is, you know. But, you know, you tried.
A little of a disappointment in life, but not much. You know, they never made it in. None of them ever followed my career path into software and computers and stuff. But that's okay. They got their own lives to live. In fact, my oldest boy and his fiancée are coming up here today. They're going to leave Jacksonville, Florida sometime about 11 o'clock or so and come up and spend a week with us. So looking forward to that.
KQ4ZLE for identification. Yeah, I'm sure you enjoy that. Now, luckily, my grandbabies and all my kids live pretty close by, so I get to see them pretty regularly.
KO4, it's good. Morning, Anthony. Sounds like y'all having a good start to your day.
Oh, yeah. Same old routine.
And I've been sitting here listening, trying to get across the state line where I can make it into the repeater. I've got a huge black hole I have to travel through up here where I can't get into the 16th.
My house with the Parrish Mountain repeater, just, I have to actually get out and go about a tenth of a mile up the road before I can actually hit it for some reason. It's just kind of weird.
Ian is getting more batteries this morning, so he was on HT earlier. Can't make it into the 16 where he's at now. And I guess y'all talked to Andrew. But I'm sure he's designated to work now. And Ed was trying to get in here, so maybe he'll come in here in a minute.
AP, I'm here. I'm just sitting back enjoying a cup of coffee and listening.
I hear you this morning, Ed. Sounds like you're doing much better.
Fortunately, I am. I'd hope to. I don't have to go through whatever it was I went through again, because it was pretty rough.
Not. But guys, y'all pick it back up. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just trying to get everybody in here again this morning.
It's Friday. Yeah, I'm going to be listening here for a few minutes. I'll be here, but I've got my squelch problem back on this repeater for some reason, so I'm back off to figure out what's going on there. I rearranged the desk in here yesterday, and that may be what's caused. I just got to figure it out.
Hey, Marshall, hopefully you get it figured out quickly.
Fine, I guess. I don't guess my signal here sounds bad when I'm transmitting. But the biggest thing is it doesn't release the squelch after somebody quits talking.
I need the repeater. So you're good there. Anthony. Yeah, it's Anthony. What'd you get into this past weekend? Hadn't heard you on the radio this week.
I've done some vehicle maintenance, changed some oil on about three of the vehicles, and just piddled around a little bit nicer weather. Got my base station set up at my house. I got a ICOM 2100H 2-meter that I set up as a base station in the house. So I did get that going. Pretty happy about it.
I did hear you check into the net one night this weekend. I can't remember when it was, but I did hear that.
It was a tram 2-meter, I forget the model number on it, and put some radials on it and put it up like a base station antenna with the, which I forget which one's the better one, the LMR or the KMR. I think it's the LMR 400 cable. Got all that set up, run me a good ground. It seems to be doing good. SWR really, like, really. really, really low on it. It seems to be getting out good. This is a 50-watt radio.
Remember, you sounded good coming into the repeater, so good job, KO4HX.
Pulling it at first, and then I got to reading, apparently ICOM, a lot of their mobile radios, maybe others, that use the Ethernet cable. It's all the same connections and everything. So I kind of got a wild hair there, and just, I had a good quality one laying around, so I put that on there, and that thing seems to be working. It took the crackle out of it.
Because I've got the 5100, and it's what I'm on right now, and I've heard that about it. The cable, separation cable, can give some problems.
Made that base station. It's the 778, I think it is, with the box. I got one of them in each of my vehicles. They seem to be doing pretty good, too.
I have two HT Anytones, the 878, and I tell you what, I'm really impressed with how well that radio does.
These are pretty good, and they're easy to program using Chirp, which, you know, you can program them by hand, too, from the mic. But yeah, they've been pretty easy to program. I've got an ICOM handheld, I think it's a 3021, I think it is. I got to find the programming software, too. I used it back when I worked EMS, but it'll do ham as well. I got the cable. I got to find the programming software for it. I think it's a 3021T or something like that. I got to look and make sure. But I want to take and make it work, too.
You're with that one, so I can't help you on it.
Well, working EMS, I always had a good signal. And it's just 2 meter, just VHF. But yeah, I think it'll work pretty good around here.
After that. Ed, what'd you get into this weekend?
Hey, Pete. I just sat back and relaxed. I didn't get into much or nothing. I just sort of tooled around here at the house and tried to stay out of Mama's way.
I'll get a hold of you with that frying pan. You're getting her away.
Too good at that. She done learned how to throw it like an axe now.
You're feeling better anyway. You sound much better than the last time you were on here. So that's good to hear.
The medicine I needed was just getting on here and go down to the big ham fest in Orlando.
Go. That's this weekend. I think Leon and Miss Wendy are the only ones going that I know of.
Man, I'd go down and come back broke.
Good chance of that for any one of us.
True. I wish I would reschedule the one they had in Greenwood, KQ4ZLE.
Well, the Hamfest season will kick off around here shortly, so if you like going to those, Anthony, it'll be about time for that.
Matter of fact, I think it was Greenwood. This been years ago with a buddy of mine when he was big into it. But yeah, definitely would like to get back to another one. Kind of like my gun shows. I come home broke a lot of times.
Same problem. Gun shows and ham radio and car parts.
Keep hearing with the car parts, especially when it comes to drag racing stuff.
I don't know. I never caught that bug. I did dirt track for a little while, but never caught the drag racing bug. Worked on cars for a living, so that kind of ruined it for me.
It's addictive, that's for sure, just like any type of racing. I got family that worked in NASCAR, uncle that worked for Junior Johnson, Kerry Albrow. Then I've always been drag racing side. But with the NHRA, with some of those big names, that was always fun, too. Hopefully you might get to get back out there this season, but we'll see.
Guys, I have arrived here to switch vehicles, so I'm going to be out for a few minutes. If you're going to be around, I'll talk to you when I get back. It shouldn't be long. Don't have much to move this morning.
My work destination. Guys, everybody have a good day. And be safe out there. And we will talk to you guys later. KQ4ZLE clear.
ZLE, have a good day. Good to hear you this morning. KO4HX. I'm going to step out for a minute, Ed.
a good one, Cam, for NAP. I'll be sitting here with another cup of coffee.
Hey guys, KN4 TFW.
Man?
Sorry, I'm on HT this morning. It wouldn't work riding down the road, but I'm at work now. Man, I hate I missed you.
Alright, we can catch up later. Main thing is you got to work safe. That's the main thing.
Well, I hope you're feeling better.
Can't complain. I'm doing good, I reckon.
I go, Sasay 7-3, you and Miss Carol have an awesome day. Tell her I said hey, KN4 TFW.
7-3, you have a good day, KN4 NAP.